The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, now that we're in March, many of you might be starting to look for a little breakaway without breaking the bank. So to give us some inspiration for a weekend trip in Ireland, I'm joined now in the studio by travel content creator Aideen Fitzmaurice. Hello, Aideen.
Hello, Claire. How
we
are
need
you?
This.
We do.
Badly.
And the sun is peeking out, so
it
no
is.
Better time to book a trip.
It's amazing how much better we feel when the rain stops, even for a couple of hours, and it's just a bit brighter in the mornings
Agreed.
So where are you taking us to?
So we're going to the west of Ireland.
Love it.
My favourite place ever. And the season's just opening there. So a lot of the businesses are just kind of starting to reopen their doors for March, which is really exciting. And you'll be able to get in ahead of all the big crowds at summer. So this is kind of the ideal time that I would say to go over to the west.
Sligo. Is Sligo top of your list?
It is. I'm actually getting married in Sligo next year. Uh-huh. So maybe I'm a bit biased. I put it on top of the list. But I just think the landscape in Sligo, you're not going to get anywhere else. And it's totally, it's an area that's built on mythology. We have Queen Maeve buried upright atop Knocknarea, looking to her enemies in Ulster. We have Diarmaid and Grainne's cave cut into the Glen of Horseshoe. And I just think no trip there should be spent without driving around for a couple of hours and just taking it all in. Mm-hmm.
So you're not just fascinated with the coastline, which is beautiful and surfers love it and all of that. You're going inland in Sligo too.
Absolutely. I mean, Ben Bulb and I always call it the Ayers Rock of Ireland. It's just this totally unique landscape. So don't just go to the coast while you're there. Drive around and go to the Glen of Horseshoe, go to places like that. And of course, check out some of the great food. There is amazing food in the west of Ireland. One of my top picks is Shell's Cafe in Strandhill. It's a real institution of Sligo. I feel like you cannot go there without popping in. All the locals will be in there. The surfers, families, everybody comes together. I actually was down in Sligo last year and I lost my keys on the beach and a local picked them up and dropped them into Shell's. And I just had a feeling. I was like, I think if I ring Shell's, the keys might be in there. And of course they were. And that's just an example of how much of a kind of a local entity Shell's Cafe really is.
Yeah. Anyone who's been to Strandhill will know Shell's, right?
Absolutely. And it's a deli. They've got brunch things. They've got a little gift shop, which is really nice, full of Irish made design. And of course, you can just pop in and get a coffee to walk along the Strandhill coastline.
You have another place in Strandhill, which people mightn't be as familiar with. It's called Stoked.
Yeah, I love Stoked. So it's hidden upstairs in the Strand pub and it is run by a man called Shane Meehan, and he has travelled across the globe and taken all of the dishes that he loved in each area to this restaurant. It's one of the only places that I'd feel comfortable having sushi, Bass cheesecake and an Indian curry in one go. But that's what they specialise in there.
That's asking a lot of us now, but I'll take your word for it that is all good. Right, have you?
Yeah, but it's just fantastic. The food in there is just exceptional. It's all made for sharing. It's really, really casual. There's surfboards on the wall and all memorabilia from the owner's travels. And I just love going up there. They do the best oysters I've had anywhere in Ireland. They have lots of different kind of flavours, kind of Mexican inspired with chilies, make them spicy. And if you're around Strandhill, be sure to head to Stoked.
That's Stoked. And then you're recommending some accommodation for us as well, in a place called the Driftwood. This is well-priced accommodation, which can be tricky to find at the moment.
It can. And the Driftwood is a small boutique hotel. I'd say they only have about 12 rooms, but it's one of my favourite places to stay when I'm in Sligo. It's out at Ross's Point, which is a beautiful place to check out for a walk. The beach there is just incredible. So the hotel looks directly out to Sligo Bay. Amazing views. And there's a really nice restaurant downstairs. So you wouldn't even have to leave it. You could just sit in the evening, get a nice meal, and soak up all the good vibes.
Now, in terms of what to do in Sligo, you have cliff walks for us, Mullaghmore Head, and also surfing. Yes. Of course, which is what some people will make a pilgrimage to Sligo just for that.
I've done many surf lessons and I have to say the best ones that I've done have been in Strandhill with Rebel Surf. So this is run by teacher Mel, who is incredibly passionate, and she will not let you leave that class until you get up on the board. And she also specialises in women surfing. So women and men are obviously built differently, so we can't pop up on the board the way men can, and she's kind of learned the science of that. So that was the first time I was ever able to pop up on the board, because she was able to teach me kind of the aerodynamics of a female body popping on a board. So she's just incredible. She's based in the National Surf Centre, which is newly built and is such a brilliant resource to that area. They've got showers, changing areas, and lessons start at €40, but she also runs retreats as well, mm-hmm. if you really want to dive in and okay. learn the trick.
Now we're going to Pop to Mayo next. This is a place you spent a lot of time in Belmullet during the pandemic, so a special place in your heart. But you're taking us first to Westport.
Yes, you can't go to Mayo and not go to Westport. It's a buzzing town, one of the nicest towns in all of Ireland. And there is a magical cafe there called This Must Be the Place. And it really
been
is...
Been there, sitting on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
You've been there. Have you had the falafel?
No, we didn't have, but we had some of the amazing juices that they have in there. I think the kids had pancakes as well. I'm trying to remember, but we just whiled away hours sitting on the street, and then somebody would say, oh, I feel like popping into that shop, and the rest of us didn't want to move. So we sat there.
And that's exactly what that cafe is. And it's why I put it in the list, because of where it is, it's right in the middle of the town. You can just sit and people watch for hours. And it's so nice on a sunny day. Everybody pulls the tables out and just enjoys their time there. So I just love it as a cafe. I think it really creates a hub within the town. And the food is excellent as well.
And then accommodation, you're recommending the Ice House Hotel in Ballina. And now we're going to do an activity in Mayo, Downpatrick Head. You're telling us that we will not see a picture to do it justice.
No, you won't. And it is just breathtaking when you walk out there. It's 50 metres high. And it really, it's one of those things that you're kind of walking up to it and you don't see it until you really reach the edge of the cliff and you just think, wow. So it is a really strong standing sea stack, and the wild Atlantic waves are rushing around it. It just really encapsulates that wild Atlantic way energy that I think we're all chasing this time of year. One thing I love about the area is, number one, it's free parking, but there's a really nice trail the whole way there. So it's not just like you pull in, you look at it and you go.
Yes.
There's a statue of St. Patrick because he's said to have visited the area. So some nice kind of history and folklore going on there. There's lots of nice viewpoints. And of course, that like iconic spongy moss that grows in the west of Ireland
that makes
your feet feel bouncy. Yeah, I just love it. I actually want to dive more into what that is. And I think it's one of those true things that when you're in the west, you're like, oh, yeah, this moss.
Now, if you want to go west and experience the sky at night, the Mayo Dark Sky Park is the one you're sending us to.
This is one of the most incredible experiences I've done in all of Ireland. So we are home to some of the darkest skies around the world, and the Mayo Dark Sky Park is one of the best places to see over 4,500 stars. You may even spot shooting stars while you're here, but a company called Terra Firma will bring you around. So you start down at the bottom in the local area, and they take you around to like graveyards, and it's a little bit haunting. You learn a bit of local folklore, and then you go up the hill into the park, and there is no light pollution at all, and you're just looking up at the stars, learning about constellations. It is absolutely incredible. And after that, there's a little bohan up at the top of the hill, and they'll take you in there, and there's a local Shanaki there who does magic storytelling, and they'll hand you a mug of hot chocolate. It is just such a brilliant experience, and really, really well priced at €35 per person.
Okay, so now we're going to County Clare, and you say we're going to County Clare to slow down, and who doesn't want to do that from time to time?
Yes. I love Clare. I'm actually just back from Clare. I spent 3 days there last week, and every time I go there, I just leave feeling totally re-energised. And I think that's what makes this place so special, full of colourful village, and water really sets the rhythm here. I think a lot of people come to Clare just to see the Cliffs of Moher, but I would argue that there's so much else to see, and there's great food as well. So just starting with my favourite cafe, it's Hugo's Bakery in Lahinch. Again, an institution, small, buzzing bakery with incredible, I had a pastel de nata last week when I was there, and it was so delicious. The coffee is great, but please do not go there without picking yourself up a loaf of Hugo sourdough, some of the best that you can find.
The Homestead Cottage then is where you want us to go to have the big slap up dinner.
Yes, this is my favourite restaurant in the west of Ireland. It's Michelin starred, but there's no kind of, you know, or no suck vibes about it. You go in, it's a tiny little cottage, everything is homemade, locally sourced, and the menu changes with the seasons, and they do an amazing tasting menu, which includes 3 dessert courses.
Very important.
But it is just, the food that you're going to get there is like no other. I really, really recommend it.
And the Loophead walking tours, and the Kilrush and Vandeleur walled garden, and Flaggy Shore oysters. These are all of things that you want us to do alongside beside the cliffs or perhaps instead of the cliffs?
Absolutely. Flaggy Shore oysters is a great one if you are into your seafood. I've only started eating oysters in the last few years and now I'm like hooked on them. But you'll actually get to go see how the oysters are farmed and then you'll learn to shuck and enjoy the fruits of your labour.
Aideen, thank you so much. You've really whetted our appetite for a trip to the West. Aideen Fitzmaurice is a travel content creator. We'll take a break back after this.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.